It's midday.
Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria vandag op na 30, Johannesburg 27 en Polokwane 32.
On the roads, Midrand, Allendale Road, delays on the on-ramp to the N1 South. Also a crash, Central Joburg, M2 East near Joe Slovo Drive, and the Gautrain services between Centurion and Midrand have been suspended.
Die regering doen 'n beroep op alle spaza-winkeleienaars en voedselhanteringsondernemings om hulle bedrywighede voor Vrydag se sperdatum te registreer. Dit volg na die departement van samewerkende regering 'n nasionale ramp afgekondig het na 'n toename in voedselvergiftigingsgevalle wat met spaza-winkels verbind word. Meer as 20 kinders is dood. Die regering se woordvoerder, Sitembele Mazaleni, sê as spaza-winkeleienaars nie betyds registreer nie, sal hulle die gevolge van onwettige sakebedrywighede moet dra.
Application forms for registration or permits to conduct business can be accessed physically at the municipal offices or on the municipality website. The registration of a business takes one day. Don't delay. Register now. Anyone found registering a business on behalf of another person will face the full might of the law.
Die beheerliggaam van die Pretoria Girls High en die Gautengse Departement van Onderwijs pak mekaar vandag in die Hooggeregshof. Die hofsaak kom na aanleiding van bevindings van 'n departementele ondersoek na beweerde rasisme by die skool. Die beheerliggaam het hof aansoek gebring waarin hulle eis dat die departement die volledige verslag bekend maak. Die grensbestuursowerheid sê 'n Suid-Afrikaanse taxibestuurder is op die Beitbrug grenspos in Musina, Limpopo aangekeer toe hy 25 buitelandse burgers wou insmokkel. 20 kinders tussen die ouderdomme van 5 en 14 wat onwettig onder gevaarlike en onmenslike omstandighede vervoer is, was deel van die groep. Die owerheidswaarnemende kommissaris Jane Tupana sê die bestuurder is tans in aanhouding.
Following standard protocols, the children were handed over to the Zimbabwean Child Welfare Authorities to ensure their safety and care while investigations continue.
Die Verenigde Nasies se Veiligheidsraad het 'n beroep op alle partye in Sirië gedoen om die belange van sy burgers voorop te stel en 'n politieke oplossing vir die land te vind. Die 5 permanente lede en 10 nie-permanente lede van die VN Veiligheidsraad het gisteraand op versoek van Rusland agter geslote deure vergader. En Johannesburg se burgemeester Dada Marrero sê die voortsleepende watervoorsieningskrisis in die stad het nie net 'n impak op inwoners nie, maar ook sy diere. Hy het vanoggend die Johannesburg dieretuin besoek in die aanloop tot die vakansietyd. Marrero sê maatreëls is in plek om te verseker dat die diere nie sonder water is nie.
So we are able to supply water to the animals and over and above. The zoo has a program that they've run with City Power to ensure that we can connect so that if one station fails, the other station can pick up. So we do have constant supply of water to animals and also to watering and irrigation of our gardens.
Ex-Marius van der Walt, our top story this hour. Government's urging all spaza shop owners and food handling facilities to register their businesses before Friday's deadline.
Yeah, sublief toch. Let's get this mess cleared up and sorted out. Hey, good hygiene practices and a good way to get rid of cockroaches, please. Sensible way. Donkey Marius! Hey, you know what? So the Sri Lankan cricket team, they came, they saw, they got beaten and they left. And today, it's another cricket tour. Pakistan's in town, and the first of the T20s gets underway 6 p.m. Yay, I like that. Hey, I gotta tell you, Marius, I know it's like crazy, it's not a throwback Thursday, but do you know what happened 11 years ago today? 11 years ago today.
What would that be? 2013.
2013.
And we had a World Cup in 2013.
No.
Whoa, did we not?
Nah, but I tell you what, we had a bunch of internationals hanging out at FNB.
No, I don't know.
The National Stadium was packed with world leaders for the memorial service of Nelson Mandela in